Okay, ze zeggen dus van Sabi Maria, kan niet zo veel gaan. Ze zeggen dus van Daniel Schede, was je zo faal. Okay, sorry for the delay. Okay, we're both saying, okay, we have a nice overview here today. So this is the topic of today's night shiur is Amira Shalom Kodem HaTfila. In other words, you all will greet somebody before davening. Say you want to go across the street and say hello to your neighbor, or say your father's going away to Silver Spring, and you want to go and wish him well on his trip before he goes, something like that. In other words, Shaila Shalom before tefillah. We discussed about Malacha before tefillah, Saladerach before tefillah. But this is the Shaila of Amira Shalom.
Isn't there like some Siddurim have a whole chart, like wherever you are in the tefillah, are you by the answer someone has?
Yeah, that's a question of the Hefsek, right? Like, what could you answer Yehishmei Rabba, or you can answer this.
Yeah.
This is a question about greeting somebody before davening. And what's called greeting, like every morning, while you have all the security guards there. So it's not so simple to get in the building. But right now, the security guard knows who I am. So, I say good morning. So is there any problem with doing that? Sheol Shalom Kodem HaTfila? What's the Gedarim of Sheol Shalom Kodem HaTfila? So let's look at the Gemara Brachas and Yudal Adam and Aleph. Amar Rav Kohenosin Shalom Chaveir Kodem Shispalo Ki'ilu Asol Bama. As a person is noisin shalom to his friend before he davens, it's like making a bama. Wow. So that's not such a good thing. But you gave him chashivas more than a Kodesh Baruch. That you're greeting him before you greet the Ribbono Shel Olam. So, look at Rashi. Chidluchem min ha'odom, sheyesh lachem lasok b'kvor ha'mokom, al tisatsku b'kvor odom. Tilav hachi lam olay lachto. So the question is, but what is, I mean, we pass somebody in the street. Well, you're not allowed, you should ignore him? Is that what he's saying? It's not mistaber that's the shot. So what's the gedar? What aren't you allowed to do?
It's not a problem,
he went to. So that's the question. What exactly is the? What's the? What exactly is the issue? When is it? What is it? The whole. You're saying maybe if you said Modanil Ferechas, so you're ready, so that should pat to you from this issue.
I would
you would think so, because you already greeted HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Oh, let's see. So then the Gemara continues. Mesiv Rav Sheshet Beprokim Sholel Bivnei Akovin Meshiv. In other words, Rashi Sholel Bivnei Akovin. Kriyash Makorim Tfila, right? In other words, there are halachas of when you're allowed to, and by Kriyashma, when are you allowed to greet somebody? Somebody Mechubadak. So you're Shol Mepnei HaKavod. So that, and that's before Shmon Esrei. So Tigmar of Abba Mamashkin Lepisco. So the symbol of Shah means you go specifically to his house to greet him. That could be a problem. But if you just bump into him, say you're walking to shul and you bump into somebody. So that's not mashkim upisko. That's, you just bump in. So you can say, good morning, how are you, etc. And what if, this always comes up, there's somebody on the other side of the shul that you want us to say, but you wouldn't necessarily walk there, but it's not in your you know, halicha, you're not in your way that you'd have to walk, but you're going out of your way to greet somebody. Is that called also mashkin lepitzko? Well, mashkin lepitzko means literally that you stop it to, before you go to shul, the shul is this way. You want to stop at someone's house, you know he's going away for the summer. He's going away for the summer, you're not going to see him. So maybe you should have gone there yesterday, but you didn't. So now you want to go to his house before davening, because if you go after davening, he already left. So you go to his house, knock on his door, say, you know, I'll miss you, have a good summer, blah, blah, blah. Is that mutter or not? Because the simple pshat is mashkim lepisco, is also only mashkim lepisco. So let us see. So look on page 2. Rabbeinu Yonah. So says the Rabbeinu Yonah. So this is important, Rabbeinu Yonah. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, v'davka mashkim lepisco, amruchach beprovancia. A few the mashkim lepisco, and also eluk shemaskir lo shalom. So this is a fascinating thing, but this is only if you say shalom, the word shalom, to him. I say, but if you don't say shalom, because Shmo Shalom Kadosh Baruch Hu is shalom. So you're using Hashem's name to greet somebody before you even greet Hashem. Avamuto lo lo matzafer de maritav. You can say good morning. And that's even mashkim lepischa. So the first pshat in Rabbeinu Yonah is you have to be mashkim lepischo to be a problem and say shalom. But if you didn't do either, you have to do both to be a problem. But even if you're mashkim lepischo and you just said, have a good trip, have a good summer, I'll miss you, v'chulei. So the first day in Rabbeinu Yonah says that's mutter before tefillah. V'nira l'mori harav, so now he says, that's Chachmei Provancia said that. But now, my Rebbe, meaning Rabbeinu Yonah, Shafil ze inu mutter elk shehutzah halachas liros lasach be'asokov, olushum inyan. Whereas if you had to go for some reason to where his house is, not necessarily to greet him, avol inu holach el lagbil part of kolot tefila, afil ze haloshen asur. So it says, if you happen to, you know, just got to see something, you got to check something, you know, so you happen to pass by, but you weren't specifically doing it to greet him. So he says, but if you do it specifically to, you know, you go out of his way to his house, even if you don't say shalom, even if you just say good morning, it's a problem. So according to the first day, the Chachmei Provence, they say it's only a problem if you need two things. You need, you go out of your way to go to his house, and you use the Lashon Shalom, that's a problem. But if you don't have both, it's not a problem. And the other thing is, says, no, if you go out of your way, it's even a problem if you just say good morning, or have a good day, or have a good summer, or have a good winter. Say someone's going to Eretz Yisrael for the year, or 2 years, or 5 years, you know, and you want to, you're not going to see him. So you go to his house, but he's going to be on the plane, the early flight, place. You want to go see it before davening. So according to the first day, as long as you don't say shalom to him, okay. According to the second, right, anything with the word shalom. But according to the second day, it's
shalom.
But
Hashem should bless you with the safe trip. You should stay off.
I guess not. I don't know. Man, I'm not sure about that because Hashem is not a name of Hashem. It's Hashem. You know what I mean? So it's Shalom is the Shem Hashem. You're not allowed to say Shalom in the place, the bathroom or something like that. Shalom is Shem Hashem. But saying Hashem is not Hashem. You know? That's what I'm thinking. I'm not positive, but that's what I'm thinking out loud. And the second day it says, no, even if you're not using Shem Hashem, but you went out of your way for davening, So we have to see how we pass him in the Shaila. Yeah, so, right. So there's a similar things. Oh, so let's look now at Shulchan Aruch on page 3. So let's see how the Shulchan Aruch passes. Says, "Kevin sheigiyas man tefila, osur laadam lahaktim bePesach avei rulitayim lo shalom, mishum deshmo shel Hakadosh Baruch Hu shalom." Aval mutter lo mar tzafra demaritav. That's the Chachmei Pervatz. Afilu ze inu mutter el kshehutzach lach zeros eze esek. So he's saying, so he's saying like this: if you see somebody in the street. So he says the first day is that you can go to say Tzavim Aratav, but then he says no. That's only if you're not going really to see him. But if you're really going to see him, then even if you don't use the Lashon Shalom, it's awesome. So if I know somebody's going to Eretz Yisrael to learn, and I forgot to say, and it's before Tefillah, I'm not allowed to go there just to go to. Beish omrim de kriya asur afil b'lo makrim. Hisko, im hisko levar bracha. Achaka, imochash kol kach. If he said some brachas, maybe it's okay. But he says, v'im einu mashkim l'pisko, el pogobo b'derach, but say you bumped into the street with somebody. Mutter glite lo shalom. But the question is, could he use the lashon shalom? But can you say, you walk in the shul, and can you say, oh, shalom aleichem? Well, no. V'yesha omrim shavil b'motzech haver b'shuk lo yomu lo el tzafet amaritav. V'day shalit and lev shu also l'skafke b'zvar mechem klal chiz pala. So you should just say tzafet amaritav. But not... And Magen Avraham says, "V'lo yitein lo shalom." Afal pisharogel yitein lo shalom. But you can't give a shalom aleichem. So the pashas is the Shulchan Aruch is saying that if you're going specifically out of your way to somebody's house to greet him, even if you're not using lashon shalom, is aser. And if you just bump into somebody in the street and you didn't daven yet, you could say good morning, how are you, but you shouldn't say shalom aleichem. That's a good question, right? People who say Shabbat Shalom, so maybe that's if you say Good Shabbos, then the people in Israel who say Shabbat Shalom, that could be more. I'm still people bump into people in the street. We go to shul, say in Israel or whatever, and they say Shabbat Shalom, whatever. So that's a good ha'ara. So if they say good Shabbos, you're safe.
I see my friend Ariel in the street. I can say good morning, Ariel.
Good morning, Ariel.
I see my friend Shalom in the street. I say good morning, Shalom.
Oh, that's a good question. Good morning. Yeah, that's a good question. Morning Shalom, but his name is Shalom, right? So you're not saying, you're not using Hashem's name. It happens to be his, but it's a good question. I like the question. I like the question.
He'll ask me a good question like this. Ariel.
Okay. Yeah, luckily, most people, Now take a look in the Prima Gardim here on page 6. It's by the day of the Shalom, the Pischa also a few Oviv Arabo. And even even if it's Aviv Arabo. If you go to Pisco, you can't say Shalom. Okay, so let's see. So it's interesting. Now let's look at the Eishel Avram of Buchach. Page 7. Tzafra de Maritav. Odos Mashkin Lepiskol Omer Tzafra Shel Maritava. Nirek Shel Omer Tzastam Tzafra Tava Vel Omer Nami Einzela Bechalk Peid Hanal. Yohol Hu Hamachavim Lesparish Shem Spal Kein Alatzmo. Ol HaKlal Dam Bnei Yisrael. Because if you didn't say, you have a good morning. To say good morning. So maybe you're just wishing the world good morning. That's by Mashkim the Pistol. That's the Kiddush. Mashkim the Pistol Mamish. Say he don't Mamish go to the guy's house. Rak Chaveru Yoshid Becheder Shal Tzibur Becheder Shal Chaveru Chadome. He's sitting in a certain room, but he's not. It's his house, or he's in that corner of the shul. But you daven in this corner, so you're going out of your way to see him. That's not called mashkin pisco. Yeah. So it has to go his mamish's house. Now it's interesting, the Shavus Yaakov here is an interesting tshuva on page 9. He says, Mesharis Echad Yirei Elokim. Person who's Yireel Kim, Kisharabo Koreal of Bashachris, who Omed Bezrizis Lavodas Rabo. His master, I don't know, he's working for somebody. He's a Masharis. He's like the butler. He works for somebody. You know, sleeping maid of sorts. And when the master tells him, he services him. So today it's before davening. So is he allowed to service the master before davening? He says, "Shuvah neil chorash eilo gedolah shalta." Who's going to varmel the shuvas halachas ketanos? Shapasek yaziel l'msharsim sheyichartzu vivarchu birchas hashachar. He says you should tell your msharsim. Say you have msharsim. They're from Jews. Do you want them to keep halacha? So if you're going to tell them to do something in the morning, I want you to take my kid to, you know, serve him breakfast that he didn't daven yet. So is that proper for him to obey to the master before he services HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So he says you should tell him, you should say Berachas HaShachar. He said, he's a firm master. He says, I want you to do this, but first you should say Brachas, then say Kriya Shema, and then come over to me and I'll tell you, no, I need this, 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 and this. Dimokim Nikra Bama, Ayin Shem, Achen Kam Ayin Shabin Nira, the Chol Zehu, Mibidus Chasidus. He thinks it's a Mibidus Chasidus, Aravo, Adonu Yasakein, Al Yakbin and Mena Zoros Kodom Zelo Vosso, Avotin and Nirali Denk Peda. This is Amarav Kolonos and Sholom Chavev Kondushis Pal Kilos on Bama. Kidl Lachem and Adam, page 10. Yeah. So he says, "The head you move war next paragraph." So he says, "It's only in other words, you could do something for your if you're like a maid in someone's house. So they tell do this even before you daven, you could do it." He says, "Only mashkim the pisco."
Now,
Because even if he's not your Rebbe, but you're a Meshubad, you're his slave, his maid, whatever. Etc. Okay. So then he quotes further down the discussion of the Talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rabbanei Tzorfas. Oh. So take a look now in the Sefer Betzel HaChochma. You know the Sefer Betzel HaChochma? He's Rabbi Tzal Stern. He was the Rav in Australia. He was the brother of the Debret Zina. He's buried in Har Menuchos. I remember seeing his cover in Har Menuchos. Ari, do you have the Betzel HaChochma?
I don't have it.
Boy, did it come? It's out of print. It's out of print.
It's out of print a long time.
Long time. Or else you would have had it. I know you would have. Yeah. Yeah, so from Betzal Stern, the brother of Ramosha Stern, 16th Avenue of Baropov. That's all. Here's the rub in Australia. I think Rabbi Neuberger once told me that he used to do counterpoint, the Kiruv in Australia. So sometimes they would ask Rav Moshe Feinstein about the Dateline shilohs in Australia. So Rav Moshe was upset if they would ask them because he said, you have a Rav in Australia, you should ask the man, Rav Betzal Stern. You shouldn't ask me, you should ask the Rav in Australia. Oh, so let's see what he has. Page 12. He says, Aldaz Misha Ovi V'imo Yotzim Uderch Rechoka B'bok Ashkei. The parents are going. They're going on a trip. They're driving to Silver Spring in the morning. He gives Matzvila Shachas. And they're going to come to the 8:30 minion. Yeah, right? 8:30 minion? But they're leaving at 7. So if they wait to go after the 8:30 minion to say goodbye to the parents, they'll be gone. So could they go before the 8:30 minion, go to say the parents, have a good trip. They go to the house and say, have a good trip. For a gizman tefillah shachas, imutun lebenam shalom spala dai tefillah shachas lavol besam, yiparmim lvorcham karogil, birchat seishchem l'sholom. Can he say seishchem l'sholom? O su'u l'chayim l'sholom. Odil ma osur lo lasus kei. Can she omr kol anosin sholom l'chaveru, kolim she's pal ki lo asa ba ma. Bogil machu l'pisam. So what's the? So here's. So what's the story? Could you say that to your parents? Say it's chemul shalom. The shalom is the chora usher even if you don't go to the house, right? Shalom is even if you meet him in the street. Shalom is usher. So says the Betzel HaChochma. He thinks it's mutter. Why? Maybe it's only chavero. Pesach adono v'rabo shapir mashke. It says that's the Shavus Yaakov. We didn't finish it. The Shavus Yaakov. He says that maybe it's only a din chaveru.
Chaverim kol Yisrael.
Chaverim kol Yisrael, and Omar. Yeah, you see in the part on page 10, we didn't finish that part. He says, a comma, a third line on paragraph Gam on the left side. Gam, kol anosu shalom chaveru, dafka chaveru, lo adono rabo. Because that's the lashon of Gemara. Kol anosu shalom l'chaveru. So maybe that. So if it's your Rebbe, your parents, that's not chaveru. Well, Pesach Adonu, back to the Betzel HaChochma Peshel. The Rabbi Shabbat Mashkin we tell shalom. Das Hakom Shavus Yaakov l'hatir. Or Shapri Megadim Daito Les. Or Shapri Megadim says Tzaser Gam Be'aviv O Rabbo. We saw that. But the Shavuos Yaakov has a kula. But if he's gonna wait till after davening, they already went on the trip already. They already started, you know, the Uber already came to pick them up to take them to the airport. He says you can rely on the Shavuos Yaakov if it's a shaila that it's a, you know, question of zilzul and the covenant of parents. So therefore, you could say that it's only chaveiro. And then we have another thing. Right, you're allowed to do a mitzvah. So he says, obviously it's better. I mean, obviously, it'd be better if he davens first. But if the tzorach from shatzibur shurogil v'nochol spali from machrim lispalel, gudolo lelechas al beis aviv imoli. Say he likes, he comes over to the 9 o'clock. He likes this minute, 9 o'clock. So he's not mechuyev to change the minyan. But if he's going to the 9 o'clock minyan, the parents are already going to leave. No. He can go to the 9 o'clock minyan. That's where he's rogel to daven, and he'll go to the parents even before. Wow.
Rabbi Sabi, can I ask a question? A quick question.
One second. So he has a. Yeah. Who's speaking?
David Moshe. So does that mean that if, let's say, a Kohen is used to davening at 9 o'clock minyan, and they need him to duchen at a 7 o'clock minyan, since the deraisa, can he go duchen and then attend his regular minyan?
Yeah, I mean that's not. In another shul, they want him to come.
Right, because he's going to say shalom, though. I mean, in the bracha.
Oh. I mean, he's going to go. Yeah, that's a discussion. You have to look in the Sefer Leiv Avram. He speaks about that.
Okay.
Because maybe it's part of the Nusach HaTfilah, so maybe that's different. We'll put down the Sefer Leiv Avram. So let's see what he says in the Baskana, page 14. Ha'ola l'halacha. Ovi v'imo omdim matzeis l'derech v'choykel v'boker hashkeim v'kvar higiz man tfila v'udu v'neim shalos palo adayin leich v'yisam v'par mehem v'achem v'rachat seis v'cholom. Says it's mutter. So what's the heter? So he says because it would be a zilzal, because he gives shomech and the Shavuos Yaakov. The only shayla is, but what's the tzorach to say shalom?
In the paragraph, shalom.
Oh, yeah, where did you write that? Oh, it was Gil.
Gimel.
Where is it? Where is it? Oh, Gimel, he says. Tavka Mila Shalom, Havishmosh, goes for Holo Mila Lishalom Bishop. Okay. That's a good, interesting point. That only Shalom is Hashem's name. So if you say Lishalom Bishalom, Hashem's not, his name is not Lishalom. It's not Bishalom. It's Shalom. Well. What do you say? So he says for your parents, it's a Torah mitzvah, it's a zilzal if you don't do it. So you're allowed to do it. But you can't say, but in the Chanam, you can't say Shalom Aleichem. That would be usher. That would be usher even if you meet someone on the streets. Right? Meet someone on the street, you shouldn't say Shalom Aleichem before that. Say good morning. That's an interesting halacha.
Tov is not a
shame. Which way?
Tov.
Tov is good.
Tov
is not one of Hashem's names. Tov is good. But who raised the thing about Shabbat Shalom? So that's fascinating, because that's Shalom. So that could be a very interesting nekuda, because, you know, people who normally that's their way of greeting people in shops, Shabbat Shalom. So maybe that should be a big problem. Even if you're not mashkil l'pisto, we said, right? The Shalom is... No, that's I like that. Yeah, but they'll probably think you're crazy if you see this.
Yeah.
What is says Shabbat Shalom? The answer is Shabbat's back. Come on. I don't think that's it.
Then he says, "Isur Shel Shalom La'Avel is any greeting, good morning, anything, is in the middle of Shiva. After Shiva, there's a din of Shel Shalom the whole Yud Beis Chodesh. But you can say good morning too. But I remember Rabbi Sif would say to me, he thought, but the Isur of the whole year would be the Shalom. You should sometimes I catch myself, I see somebody, and he's lost a parent and is within." For 12 months. So, pastors, you shouldn't say, Shalom Aleichem. But we were so used to it. Many times I make a mistake. I'll slip. But if I'm thinking, then I won't say. Hello, yeah, hello is fine. So, no, he says, within Shiva, you shouldn't say anything. Not even hello. He says, yeah. Right here. And then there's another din not to be shown the whole Yud-Beis Chodesh. So he says, that you could greet. So it's called Lishalom. Because according to his word, that Lishalom, is different. Then he says, Aviv Imo Megim Leiro Baviron Obrakevis. Ooh, the Kiddush. I don't think his brother would do that. Dua. Modern Hebrew. He's used the word Aviron. So I said, I don't think his brother, the Deborah Tzina, would write out the word Aviron in the safe. Go to airplane. Am I right, Rabbi Elia? I don't think the Deborah Tzina would use the word Aviron.
I doubt it.
Right. Thank you. Yeah. He says if parents are coming in, the flight is arriving. Say flies arriving 6 o'clock in the morning. So, so can you pick them up and then go to Davin? Because Mutar Lotzeis, which is a mitzvah, let's say the Kabbal Pneim, Levarchim Lashol, Avo Pishukar, he gives Matzil Shachmas, and Lulo is Kabbal Adai. Then the next tshuva is about, no, it's a good tshuva, Ari. So you have to tell Beagleizen that they should reprint Mitzel HaChach. Pri hadvarim shekasavti la'el nira shim chaveiro yotzei l'derech b'boka hashkeim achat shekvar yigiyaz motzila v'hulo ispal adayin also l'olechaz al beis chaveiro yipar b'men v'levarcho b'rchaz meich l'sholom osal l'sholom. But in general, you can't go to your friend's house. It's Mashkim Lepiskop. That's Nosa Shalom L'Chaveira. See, if it's your parents, it's okay. That's not the Chaveira. But if it's a friend's house, see. Oh, but what if your friend asks you, can you drive me to the airport? And it's before, and you didn't have, can you drive me to the airport? And then you'll find a shul in Queens. Like some people in the Israel Folkfest, you know, so you go drive him to the airport, and Kennedy, and then you'll go, can you do that? Your friend asks you for a favor, drive me to the airport. I need a ride to the airport. And you're not going to daven before. So it's, you know. So can you drive him and then get one of the shuls in Queens? You go. So that's the next tshuva. That's Gimel. Page 15. Lomar im hulech leveis chaveir kadei alavos b'tizol haderech v'var mitzvah hu olech. That's his var mitzvah. Then you went. So he says he thinks that's okay. He says it's a Dvar Mitzvah. He malave him. I've also been Tzisol Aderech. The Dvar Mitzvah who olech. Wow. So he says, Ola la Allah, also Vashkim Vez Chaveri, Tzol Aderech, they blow every man who vork him. So you can't go to him. But in Kvar, he gives him a tefillah, right? For Daita Gamal Lav also, but you're not just going to say, have a good trip. You're planning to take him. Mutal Hashkim Lepiskov, the Gamal Varcho, Lech Shalom. Then he has a question about Tisha B'Av. Then he quotes his brother here. Charizman is ready to be safe and bear Moshe La'achi Hagoyin Mufak. Page 15 at the bottom. He said, my brother safer, bear Moshe. Shadon Varsha Ela Sholom Laovil, Tok Zayin Lavelo, Bisham Sefer Perisha, Tamodim, Mosak Mokot, and Shakosto of Shlozi Yom Rishon also Bishel Sholom. A piece of Masik Vermosha Shabutu Loma Laovil, Erev Tov, or Boker Tov. Say good morning. He says maybe you could, but he thinks you shouldn't. She also told Shalolo Maklom El Kodis Medumia, Vlad says Ramira Lucky Machemes. Zelo Kolokum Shakasafti. Shail Shalom Shalom, but all the culture of Shalom, while few suffer the Maritava. How is he saying he's different than his brother? Because he says, let's say, Erev Tov or Boker Tov. But he's saying, I hold that you can't say anything. I mean, his brother agrees, better not to, but Rebbe Tzvi says to say good morning to somebody in Shiva. And the eye hole says to tell Chachma, well, you shouldn't say anything. Toch Zayin. Yeah, look what he says here. Oh, maybe we should bear Moshe. Ryan, if all the hot here, Loma, Ovil, Boker Tov. Because he says, it'll save your Leket Yosha. Leket Yosha is the Talmud of the Truma Sadesh. Even though I told you that some of them, they like to question that. The whole people who like to question when he was. But, okay. But so he writes. So I mean, Hechish also Lishol Shalom. I'm talking about Loshon Shalom Aleichem. Tov Shabbos, Tov Yotir. I don't know if everyone ever says Tov Shabbos. Eidu B'chol Shele Shalom. Just Tisha B'av, okay. What about, oh, now he has another thing here. Giving presents before davening. Because you know, the Mariel has the chumrah not to give presents to an Ovel. That presents is considered Sheol Shalom. If you don't have Sheol Shalom to an Ovel, call you Bechodesh, you should give him presents. That's a whole shayla about giving Shalach Manas to an Ovel. So he says, it says, like, Thou shalt mock vos to Russo, page 16. Ba'av Shabalavakir is Beno. Somebody's father's coming, face, to visit his son. He gives him a base of a book. Say he comes to the house in the morning. Maybe he's coming in from another city. Ashok Vigir is Matsila Shakras. Vulos Paladine. He mutalo the Chalaka Matonis. You know, the kids, the grandkids, they're waiting for the presents, right? You know, they're waiting for the presents because you can give out the presents before davening. So he told Chol B'nei Mishpacha, Kodim Sheilach Mispala. Frat, L'nechod of Yulodim Tanim, and Mechakim Lo, L'zeh. They're waiting for the presents. B'habri Po'am Gam Tovim at Zeh B'peh. Sometimes they even say, no, where's the presents? So he says, what's the shaila? Because in Save Your Fellow Lave, because of the very Hamagan of Ram, there is also the Shloch Dor and the Chaver called Tfil Shachas, then we call Shel Shalom. So he says, Hamagan of Ram says it. Fabulous, Dafgul Shloch Dor and also of Omnidan, Shunimsa Krab Abayas. Maybe to send a present, he shouldn't, you know, go out to the UPS store, you know. I don't know if they're open so early. So to send the present before davening. But if he's already in the house, this is giving it, maybe it's not a problem. So he has a whole discussion with Mariel. So let's see what he says. Yeah. Page 17. Ha'olah lahalach. She gives Mantfil Shakras. Osir La'odnam. She gives me to feel shocked. It's also on the Mahashka with Pesach Haver, and also on the Matana, told them she is power. So you can't be Mahashka with Pesach Haver to give her a present before that. Because that's like, just like you can't say good morning, you can't Mahashka with Pesach Haver to greet him. So giving a present is like greeting. Right. So he said, he says, "We love them katanim." He writes here, "Atovim es hamatonis bepeh." Then you can find the cooler for that. Okay, so but keep that in mind. Keep that in mind. But this is a fascinating discussion. Yeah. Here he has on page 21, Rav Harkness. Orecha shuv nichnos the basic nesses, mal vite lo shalom. So, right, if somebody comes to shul, the chash of a person comes to shul. So we said before, maybe that's not called mashke l'pisco, but he quotes the prima gadim by the bottom. Do I did leilich min komo l'mochem chaver beis hakneses lo ma lo sholem havi kimashke l'pisco. But the muchacha says not that one. It's the two eichel avrams, eichel avram the prima gadim and eichel avram of the muchacha. The prima gadim was machmir. Sometimes I would, you know, Purim day, so some people that I wouldn't say that's hard to see them later in the day, I'd bring the Shalach Manas to shul to be able to give it to them. But the Chora, if I go to the guy's Mokum and I give it to him, that could be a problem. So after Shmon Esrei, you can do it. But maybe it's not so simple just to say, I'm going to bring the Shalach Manas, give it to him before that happens, because that's like Shayla Sholom, and it's maybe even Mashkim Lepisco. So that's it's a good thing. Yeah. It's a mitzvah. Varis. Yeah, mitzvah. Varis, Dr. Sarlon saying. Now, what about making phone calls before davening? Especially when you call Israel, it's already 7 hours. The Talfim, page 22, bottom right. Chaver Lomar of Good Morgan. And now, Kodashi's Paul also the Talfim Chaver of the Talfim Lomar of Good Morgan. Zahavi, the Matkin Pes Chaver. Wow. Three of the Talfim of Matkin Pisco. He says, a few of them will email Rabbo, Moshe Hames Kane and McCollum. I don't know, maybe you could say it's a mitzvah, even if they're not Cholam is Kane. Call me for it. And then the other thing, if you say some brachas, it makes it a little better. And he says, Lita Sholom Shapogos Chaver Bederach. Yidina Mutu Lita Vlomer Lo Sholom. Really? Why is that? I thought not. Huh? Why is it Medina? I thought it. No, I'm not sure why that is. Mitzvahs Brachas is another cooler. Yeah, what do you think? Page 23?
Yes.
Let's see. Dvar Chiddush. You see, B'Shem Kava Yosher. We'll say to M'Kroch, Magim Sholom, Chaladim, Wachil, B'Shachas, Tila.
That climate
goes
against
them. Yeah, but it could be that you're just seeing, you know. Then he says, "Save Emes Yaakov of Yaakov Kamenetsky, Mutal Omer Chaveru Hello, Rakel Shel Shalom, Shushmosh Gadosh Baruch Hu." Okay. mitzvahs brachas. Right, so that's what Rabbi Sif told me once, that to be machbid, you know, during the Yud Beis Chodesh, not to say shalom, aleichem. Something. You can say good morning in this. But at the Shiva, maybe everything is that, not just even say good morning. That's the machlokis that the Betzalel Chochma has with his brother. And then we have a machlokis where the mashkin will come. But so it's not so posh. A lot of times you see somebody in shul and you haven't seen him in a long time. You have to go over there, right? But if you're down here and he sits over there, so the man, so it's machlokis between the Pachacha says it's okay, right? And the Prima Gardner says it's not okay. So that's called mashkin. You're not walking in that part of the shul. You're just going there to greet him. I remember the days that, this is very relevant, but remember I used to daven with my father by Rabbik the first night slichas. And so it was good. Rabbik would come to shul. Slichas would be 1 o'clock, 5 to 1, 1 o'clock. But people would come before us because they wanted to say hello to Rabbik, especially the people from the, you know, people used to come, his old, he always saw people who are a little more modern looking, those were the people from the Bronx. That were his balabatim from the Bronx who would come to Borough Park to still hear him daven. But everyone would come. There's one person that would come into the shul and Rabbik would go to him. One person. That was Rav Yonah Force, right? From the Rosh Yeshiva of Mount Kisco. Yeah? He would come in a wheelchair, and someone would wheel him in. I think his stepson or something would wheel him in, and wherever he was in the shul, Rabbik would go over to him to give him shalom. But it wasn't before davening shachar, so it wasn't a shaila. It was just you know, I always, as a kid, I always had that vision. That was the one person that Rabbik would go over to him and give him a warm shalom aleichem.
Yeah,
I don't know. I'm not sure. That's not sure. But if they printed it from his toes, he had like a reddish beard. But also, that was before my time.
It's 25 on the bottom.
But the story with Rabbik is not, it's nothing to do with this halacha. It's not before davening shachar. So it's just something that, you know, we're talking about going to another part of shul to greet somebody. So that image always, you know, percolates in my head.
So the last paragraph of 25.
Yeah. Reminds Vareinu, and we'll have him Maisa Rabbi Gorakos. Rav Yakala, Admor Mikhail, Mikhail Chosno, Itzkal Kibo Pene Orchem, Shagil, Bez Medroshal, the Fayat Fila, Shel Shalom, Tosso Chem, Upam, Shesarech, Shamarech, Amchach, Ubal Makuba, Bayaminag, Zarbe, Enavama, Nunu, Koramatfila, Anavishil, Bolo Shashel, Matas over, and Mashkoza Rizal, Kabalatmo, Koratfil, Mizos, Azarech, Kamochas, Rakbader Trina, Romer Dirk, Sid, the Kaim of Foil, after Rech of Moch. Kabul Pnei Orchim.
So this is, he went off script here.
Wow.
You mean that he would have shalom and all that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. Bal Makubo, how you been? Barbado. I'm a. I agree. Okay? Yeah.
See, this is another ride that we saw.
Yeah. Okay, but these are fascinating halachas that people don't realize that there's even an issue. So
when you come in the morning to minyan, you can't nod to acknowledge
No, you can nod, because that's not much. I mean, the guy who said, but excuse me. And the guy, even, of course, you can give him a nod. You know, the guy, but the question is to grow to the other part of the shul. Say somebody was away and now he's back. And so, again, if you say mitzvahs brachas, then you can be so mech on that, and you can be so mech on the sheet that that's only mid pischo, it's his haps, not. Okay, so these are very fascinating, interesting shilas. Okay. Shkoyach. Good to see you, Ilan. Hey, Ilan, how long are you around for now? And then, but El, you have time. Who's your chavrusa? Oh, blank. This was your first year, right?